Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. This is two shows in a row for me.
That's
very
right.
Happy.
Yeah. Yeah, but guess what? I don't think you've seen any movies. Did you see any movies last week? You saw nothing last week.
Well, no, because I was at Sundance the week before last week, and then
that's
last
right, you
week,
saw like 9 million movies.
Last week, there were a bunch of movies that I was just not interested in.
Did you go see the Miley Cyrus movie this week?
No, but I stood outside the Miley Cyrus movie.
And made pass at the 9-year-old no, girls actually, going to see it. Hey, little girl, you're looking cute.
I heard a funny story that there were like limos of like young girls like pulling up and going into this movie. Like, it was ridiculous.
No, you know what that
was? It
was
a spectacle to behold.
It was like the parents going, we only have to pay $10 a ticket.
Right.
Instead of $2,000, so we can afford
right,
a limo.
Exactly.
And they had like caviar and champagne.
I wonder if there were people that went to see the movie and the concert.
Oh, I pretty much can guarantee you.
And they were like, what the heck, man? Why are they different?
Well, because it's like you're on stage with Miley Cyrus. You can reach out and touch
3D,
her.
3D, you could, ew.
Which is very, well, no, I'm talking about like the 9-year-old girls that are doing this. I didn't go see the movie.
Yeah, neither did I.
So he says.
Anyways, before we talk about movies that are actually going to be on this week's docket, as they say.
Yeah, because this is so much like a court
it is.
Of law.
Well, we are going to put some of these in jail, hopefully. but before we get to all that, let's talk about how you can get a hold of us. You can get us on fatguysthemovies.com. You can catch us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store. And what are you guys doing over there?
I'm doing sign language to our producer, Richard, so I don't disrupt the show.
Anyways, back to the iTunes thing. You can get us on iTunes. Go to the iTunes store. Search Fat Guys in the Movies. And we'll pop right up. You can email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. Or leave us a voicemail, 614-388-8735. And there we have it. Let's move on to some reviews.
All right, let's this segment is the bad movies. I'm just going to just let you know.
What's the next segment?
From the beginning. The next segment
bad
is
movies
that are pretty decent or okay.
Okay.
But this segment is the bad movies. Let's start off with the worst of them. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. Picture Dr. Phil getting engaged to Richard Hatch from Survivor and then going to meet his crazy family back on the farm starring Martin Lawrence.
It's showtime. This is the only pair of pants you can find in this airport.
Colors look fabulous on you.
I look like a clown.
My baby's home.
Been a long time, Dr. Stevens.
Dad, that's just a stage name.
Yeah, I know.
I got out of here the first chance I could, and I haven't looked back. You got your jewelry? You got your purse?
Hollywood, they came to town. What up, cuz? Oh, man, look, you got them picnic tablecloth pants. Hey, boo-boo, let me get another picnic basket.
Where did I go wrong with that boy?
Wait, I thought you said Dr. Phil and Richard Hatch. Those are both white guys.
Yeah, but imagine if
there are no
were,
white guys in this movie.
Trust, yeah. They're, well, no. Louis C.K. is in it for like one scene
so
in the beginning.
So how is it not funny? Oh, one scene.
One
okay,
scene, which after seeing that movie and the fact he was in it, I'm like, you know what? You deserve to have Dane Cook steal your material for being in this movie.
Oh, wow.
That's how bad this movie was.
Low blow.
Let me just tell you. Martin Lawrence is annoying at best, and I'm really tired of looking up his nostrils. That's all I have to say.
That's really it?
No, seriously. First of all, he flares his nostrils whenever he's trying to be funny, and he always like leans his head, and they shoot him from a low angle, so it's like cavernous. I mean, you could like go excavating for treasure in his brain.
This is where you can appreciate the cinematography of a Michael Bay, because I don't remember seeing his nostrils in Bad Boys or Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, that's true. Well, mainly because, especially in Bad Boys 2, it was pretty much Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. You know, you look at the posters.
Look at Will Smith.
Yeah, it's Will Smith and that other guy who was more famous than Will Smith when we made the first movie, so we still have to keep him on the posters. But, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins is hideously bad. Hideously bad. It's terrible. Not as bad as Strange Wilderness.
I was going to say,
but
by far the worst movie
wait, you know what? Actually,
in the history of the world.
I think, let me pull up my, I have my list of movies and what they rank during the year. And you know what? I did put it under Strange
Wilderness.
You keep a
list? I don't make one until like the last week of December.
No, I'm doing it now this year so that I don't have to make a list. I don't have to say, did I see this? And then have to ponder whether Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins was worse than First Sunday or not.
Why would you want to prepare for something like that?
I don't know. But no, this is terrible. Martin Lawrence isn't funny. It's him trying to be over the top, and the family is insane and annoying.
Right.
It's just bad comedy trying too hard.
So it should have been Go Home, Roscoe Jenkins?
Yeah. Well, stop making movies, Roscoe Jenkins. But we got to deal with Will Smith again Will Smith's not till the summer. Yeah, no, in College Road Trip.
Okay.
So no, this is a terrible movie. Just don't go see it. It's going to make a lot of money this weekend because it's got Cedric the Entertainer in it, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, Codename the Cleaner last year. Yeah, it's a big one.
Banked. One of the top movies.
Moving on to other movies.
I think it was Spider-Man 3, Shrek 3, Codename the Cleaner in terms of gross.
And our next movie, that's going to be a big winner. It's opening in, 111 theaters this week?
Tons.
It's pretty awesome. But you have to say the title right, because if you mess it up, Paris Hilton will haunt you. Whoa. You have to say it's the Haughty and the Naughty.
Okay.
That's hot. Anyways, it's the Haughty and the Naughty. Paris Hilton stars as the Haughty who demands her would-be boyfriend to get a man for her hideous yet nice best friend. It's a story we've never heard before.
Aren't you Christabel Abbott? I think we went to school together.
Nate Cooper. So what is it that you do these days?
I am a personal trainer.
You should check out my gym. My roommate and I are going there this afternoon for yoga. Do you want to come?
Yeah. It's a very well-known law of physics. The hotness of one girl is directly proportional to the ugliness of her best friend.
I've made a promise to myself that I'm not going to date anyone again until June has someone special in her life.
That could be a very long time.
You know, this one... Joel David Moore, is that it? Whatever, the guy from Dodgeball, the skinny guy from Dodgeball. He looks like he's going to be funny in the movie, and he's the only one who's going to be funny. And what's really hilarious is the girl who plays the Naughty, I can't remember her name for right now.
She's really hot.
She's totally hot. She's hot, way hotter than Paris Hilton in real life, not in the movie.
I've got the name coming.
Okay.
Thanks to the wonders of the interwebs.
Yes. What is it?
It is Christine Lakin.
Yeah, she's hot. Totally hot. Actually, I think we should just post
like a hot picture of her on fatguysthemovies.com underneath the show.
And
so that if you go to the site for anything, just go and we will post a hot picture of Christine Lakin.
There you go. Yeah. And also, Paris Hilton, let's put it this way. If she's not having sex with somebody or getting stabbed in the head by a beam like in House of Wax, I don't think anyone really wants to see her.
That's true.
So there you go.
So yeah, safe to say no one's gonna want to see this movie because it's rated PG-13.
It's rated WC for who cares.
It's 90 minutes of PG-13 Paris Hilton and Christine Lakin in makeup that makes her look ugly.
Which really, what you can do is you can go and spend like a $5 rental and get 90 minutes of Paris Hilton and X-rated stuff at one of those all-night video stores.
Sweet.
Just, you know.
Not to One Night in Paris, not to be confused with 2 Days in Paris, which released on DVD last week.
And which we have a contest
for. So many
for.
People were like, man, is this the Paris Hilton movie? I'm like, no.
Yeah, exactly. We're giving away the sequel to the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Yeah, it has Adam Goldberg and Julie Delpy.
You know, Adam Goldberg is the last person anyone wants to see.
Right up there with Colin Farrell on my list of sex tapes that I would not want to watch.
Well, what about Dusty Diamond?
I don't know. Oh, no, I want to watch the Screech one.
You're weird,
dude, that's got to be awesome.
No.
How's that not awesome?
He just creeps me out, man.
I don't know.
And it's really bad.
I'm done with celebrity sex tapes for like 3 years until the Miley Cyrus one comes out when she's 18.
Oh, we need to go to a break for that. Anyways, both of these get sucks, and we need to go to the break.
And we're back here on Fat Guys, the Movies. First off, I'd like to clarify.
No, can I distance myself from you first?
You can distance yourself.
Can we call it Fat Guy at the Movie with the pervert across the table from him?
I'd like to clarify, if you were listening closely at the end of that last segment, I did say for like 3 years until Miley Cyrus is of age to make a sex tape, and then I will watch it. I mean,
Billy Ray Cyrus is going to come to the magical studio in the sky and
that'd be
beat
awesome,
the holy
then,
shale out of you.
Like, it would be... Then I could put him like next to you and we'd take a picture and it'd be like mullet, Kevin, mullet,
he doesn't
Kevin,
have a mullet anymore. Mullet.
He doesn't have a mullet anymore?
Don't you, for somebody God. Who's waiting with bated breath for the Miley Cyrus sex tape,
yeah,
you
like
don't
I'm
watch any Hannah Montana.
Obviously not.
Shame on you.
I don't watch her show.
Like, you just look at pictures, not, you surf the internet
yeah,
for
but
her?
Like, it's kind of like Paris Hilton. I'm not going to watch her movies, but if she has another sex tape come out, I'll watch that
now. Would you watch a Billy Ray Cyrus sex tape?
Ew.
Right now, who would be the last?
His wife's hot though, so like Miley Cyrus's mom.
Oh, really?
Very hot.
Is
I
she?
Mean, how do you think he produced Miley Cyrus?
Well, I know how he
wasn't
produced
two
my,
ugly
I've got,
people that made
I've got
her.
Two kids and another one coming along the way. I know how this works.
A man
now.
Loves a woman.
Who of very, all very of much. All celebrities, who's the last person you want to see in a sex tape?
Rosie O'Donnell. I think we've discussed this.
Have
before,
we discussed this?
Oprah.
Would you watch a although Vern Troyer sex tape? This is throwing back to last week.
Vern Troyer and Rosie O'Donnell.
He would just get lost. He would just disappear. They'd have to like send out a mining expedition for him.
Jeez. All right. Well,
they'd have to call Bruce Willis's character from Armageddon the greatest oil driller known to man.
Wow. So moving on to sex tapes that we would want to see.
Okay.
Fool's Gold stars Matthew McConaughey, and Kate Hudson, who play recent divorcees who embark on a treasure hunt in the Caribbean. Here's a clip.
You married a guy for the sex, and then expected him to be smart.
Finn is a genius at exactly three things. Treasure salving, finding money for treasure salving, and one other thing.
What other thing?
I don't want to talk about it.
So tell us about the treasure.
It's $500 million worth of diamonds, rubies, and emeralds the size of your fist.
If we don't go after that treasure, it's going to haunt us the rest of our lives, and you know it. You really think I'd lie about this?
Why not? You're a liar.
I mean, this is such an inappropriate time to dwell on that.
This movie actually...
The poster screams sex tape.
Oh, it would... I'd watch a sex tape of her in a heartbeat, man.
And Matthew McConaughey. He's a good-looking dude.
He's a good... I could deal with watching him in a sex tape.
Yeah.
More than I could with Screech. Jeez, man. Anyways, getting back to the movie. I was surprised with this one. I like this more than I ever thought I would. Now, all the other critics, because I was sitting next to Jason Zingali, who we've had on the show, mm-hmm. and Kristen Dreyer Kramer, who we've had on the show, they hated it.
Right.
Like with a passion.
They seem to be hating a lot of stuff.
They just wanted
to... They're in the mood to hate.
Yeah, they're just...
We're all in the mood to hate.
They're mean people. I'm nice and warm and fuzzy.
They're mean. Sorry, guys.
I just lash you guys.
Kevin really doesn't mean what he says most of the time.
As our guest host David Metzger once learned, when you're not in this magical studio in the sky, the claws come out and I just rip
That's
apart
very
people.
True.
I'm mean in that way. But no,
this is why I try and stay in the studio as much as possible.
Fool's Gold surprised me in the sense that I actually thought it was pretty good. It's sort of like, did you see 6 Days and Seven Nights?
With Anne Heche?
Yeah. It's basically sort of in that flavor. It's sort of this romantic comedy slash adventure,
right.
But without the old guy macking on the lesbian.
True. Yeah, that was kind of weird. It was like Indiana Jones hits on Anne Heche.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. I mean, if Miley Cyrus weren't
a
lesbian,
Yeah,
that's true.
Stop it. You keep bringing me back. Like, that was just dirty.
You wish you could go back. Like, you just wish you could go back.
She's too young, man.
Yeah.
She's way too young.
She is way too young.
Thinking about stuff like what I was just thinking about.
Yeah. Now, Annalise Vanderpool from the That's So Raven show, different story because she's in her
20s. I got to look her up.
There's one of her in an orange dress. Check that one out. Anyway, I'm a big fan.
Wow.
Fool's Gold surprised me. I'm not saying it was flawless. It was far from flawless. It had its issues, but it's basically what they did wrong. It's basically like Sahara without all the things they did wrong with it.
Right.
You know, he was a treasure hunter. It was very similar kind of characters. But it wasn't like based on a Clive Cussler serious story.
Right.
It wasn't bad. I was actually surprised. The action was kind of fun. And Donald Sutherland's good in it. And his daughter is pretty hot. It has a Miley Cyrus thing going on, actually. I mean, I'm not bringing this up just for you. The girl who plays his daughter really kind of looks like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
In fact, when I saw the trailers first, did you hit that Annalise Vanderpool picture?
Yep.
Isn't that a great, the orange dress, right?
Yep.
She's on the red carpet for something.
Wow, there is, wow.
Yeah. They purposely dress her down against Raven because Raven is unattractive and way overweight. And Annalise Vanderpool is a better actor and really attractive. And way less overweight.
I don't even know.
Not all parts of her body are less overweight, though.
I can't say this appropriately, so I'm just going to not speak.
Don't worry. She's close to your age. She's like in her early 20s, I think.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyways, we got a show to do, Neil.
Yeah.
Quit surfing.
We have more movies?
Naked Pictures.
Oh, she was born in 84? Cool.
Yeah. I mean, she's like 23, man.
I'm a year older than she is.
That's right.
Officially.
Yeah.
According to my mom.
She has, according to your mom, what you don't remember.
That's what she tells me.
She says, you were born in 1975.
That's pretty sure I know.
You were born a poor black child in 1975.
I was.
Do you know what that's a reference to?
Steve Martin.
Yeah, The Jerk.
In The Jerk.
Yeah, that's
there
awesome.
There you go.
I was born a poor black
child. That's classic cinema for you.
Awesome.
All right.
But anyways, Fool's Gold is kind of rocks for me.
Cool. Yeah. It's kind of didn't see it for me.
You never see. You haven't seen anything. Although next week.
Next week, I think I have them all covered, except for I'm just boycotting Step Up 2.
You can see
I just want to see. Like,
I'm not going to be. I won't be here next week because I'm going to be in Disneyland.
Yeah, and it'll be myself and a guest to be renamed later.
To be renamed?
Yes.
You're going to be like,
well, no, I have a feeling.
We're going to call you Throat Gravel and Mangrove right now.
I have a good feeling it's going to be Dave Metzger, who yes. rocks. So
yeah.
But who knows? It could change. He could bail. It's Valentine's Day.
That's right.
He has a significant other. I don't.
Yeah. Well, he has a baby, too.
And a baby. That usually kills the vibe.
It kills any sort of Valentine's Day thing.
Brand
until
new
they,
baby.
Until you can, like,
it was
drop
last
off.
Valentine's Day. It was really good.
Yeah, the kid's not even a year old.
I know. So almost, never mind. Next movie?
Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show, 30 Days and 30 Nights from Hollywood to the Heartland. This
Whoa,
documentary.
Sorry. I fell asleep during the title.
Oh, sorry. This documentary follows Vince Vaughn as he brings four up-and-coming comics on a cross-country tour.
I'm Vince Vaughn. Put your hands together for the Wild West comedy show. You ever notice, like, women, they look out for each other. Like, if one of the girls had too much to drink, oh, my God, where's Rachel? And Rachel's in the corner throwing up. You actually start turning on each other. Why'd you give her that shot? You know she's only 90 pounds.
So last night, this girl comes up to me after. She's like, oh, my God, you're Egyptian. How mysterious.
Make me your Egyptian princess.
So I threw a sheet over her head, and I told her to be quiet.
Didn't Dane Cook do this?
No.
Yeah, he did Tourgasm.
Well, he didn't do Vince Vaughn to orgasm.
No, but he did, like, everyone has their comedy
Quit
show.
Quit talking about Dane Cook.
Like, was this better than anything that Dane Cook has done?
let's just say, what I did in the magical studio of the sky a couple of minutes before we started broadcasting is better than anything Dane Cook has ever done. Does that fill it up for you?
Well, at least it
did you even see this movie?
Nope.
Did you go see the comedy show? Because they actually came through Columbus, Ohio, which
no,
is where we're from.
No, I didn't. I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I think it was all while I was at Sundance.
Are you kidding?
I was at Sundance for like three months,
Oh, no, the screening was, but they came through Columbus like 2 years ago, man.
Oh, no, I didn't live here. No, maybe I did.
Whatever.
Maybe it was when I just moved here.
Whatever.
I don't
You're
know.
Following
I wasn't
Miley
cool
Cyrus
back then.
Around.
Whatever.
Okay.
I've only been cool for like 6 months.
Okay. That's good to know. Anyways, this actually is a pretty decent movie. It starts kind of slow. It's kind of hard to get into
mm-hmm.
because it's behind the scenes of them, you know, doing the show.
Right.
And their improv-y stuff on stage doesn't quite translate well to the screen.
Right.
But the comics material is good.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do better stuff as they go on, and you kind of get to know these comics. One of them is John Caparello, who's from Ohio. Woo! From East Liverpool. But
hey. That's way out there.
Yeah, he's claiming
it's very east.
Well, he says like Cleveland, even though East Liverpool is about as far from Cleveland as it is from Columbus.
Yeah, I know. It's like on the border of West Virginia. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Well, it's like near Steubenville,
right?
I think
Steubenville,
which is where Tracy Lords is from.
Which is she's a porn star.
Yeah, an underage porn star, which apparently interests you.
Is what we've been talking about the whole show, man.
Anyways, it's not a bad show. I think it's very funny, and it really puts. I mean, it shows Vince Vaughn's. Not just out there to be crazy and stupid. He actually tries to help some people out, and you know, he's got some friends there.
Similar to what we're going to talk about later, Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Funny or Die. I thought you were going to say Dane Cook, and I was going to just jump across
no
the table
way.
And kill
Dane
you.
Cook. We're going to talk about Dane Cook later.
There's a great story about Dane Cook.
I've got a great story about Dane Cook.
And dovetailing into the Will Ferrell stuff, too.
Yes, it's all part of the whole shabazz.
Yeah, shabazz.
Yeah, but it's in the internet-only segment, so go online, fatguysmovies.com.
Yeah. And for now, but I'll tell you, Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show, that gets a kind of rocks for me.
Okay, cool. So I will say it looked kind of funny, but I was like, I'm really not that interested in more stand-up comedy. But now after seeing Will Ferrell's show, I'm like, all right, maybe I might go see it or catch it on DVD.
It's definitely worth checking out.
Cool. So, I'm down.
We're going to go to a break.
Sweet.
And we will catch you guys later with the box office news. Coming up.
Sweet.
Flowers lonely, I burn out slowly like a cigarette. But you kiss me.
And we're back. It's right.
That's right.
We're doing.
There you go, people. We are back.
That's right. What are you going to do about it?
Neil just gets really mean to our audience. We're back.
You really could turn us off at this point, so I'm going to start being nice.
You don't need to put that up there. I've got it on my computer.
Oh, sweet.
I am set up. We're talking about our box office.
Yes, and we're talking about putting it in the wrong spot.
Neil has way too much BO in the studio of this guy. Magical.
What? I am not the one that stinks here, okay? Sure. If anyone stinks around here, it's you.
It's our producer, Richard.
It's Richard.
He has his shoes off. It's disgusting, let me tell you. And he's admitted to, let's just say, extrapolating in the room.
Yeah, apparently.
And speaking of extrapolating, Strange Wilderness and Over Her Dead Body didn't even make the top 10.
Which is so awesome, especially since I know that Strange Wilderness made like $60 off of people I know who went to see it who all hated it.
I went and saw it, and you were like, I even posted on your review on Film School Rejects. I'm like, haha, Neil Miller, you agree with me.
Not only do I agree with you, but I predicted that I would like that movie.
And you didn't.
And then I ended up wanting to tear a big rip in the middle of the screen at the movie tavern.
Since we...
I was drunk and angry.
And yeah, not even the drunkenness helped the movie out.
Mm. As I said in my review, there's no amount of alcohol that could soften the blow that is Strange Wilderness.
I was totally sober, and it was just as bad. And, you know, we didn't actually review it last week because... we hadn't seen it, and they didn't screen it for very good reasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, yeah. And now I know why.
This is a Paramount movie, and I feel bad because, you know, I always hate trashing a movie, but that's okay. We got Spiderwick coming up. We saw Spiderwick, and that's a really good film.
Yeah, we liked it.
So, but Strange Wilderness, it's sort of like you got a whole bunch of people, and they were totally stoned.
Right.
And they got together, like, yeah, this would be so awesome if, like, we did this in the movie. And then they remained stoned all through shooting it and editing it. And then they woke up and watched it and go, wow, this is bad. Let's release it anyways. Guess you had to be there.
Yeah. It was one of those jokes.
It was awful.
So, yeah. So, Strange Wilderness finishes 12th.
And Over Her Dead Body finishes 11th.
Barely beats it out. It actually beat it by $1 million, which is the really sad part. It was like... Over Dead Body was at $4 million. Strange Wilderness was at $3 million.
Yeah.
Untraceable, which was, I'm told, a very bad movie as well.
It's not that bad, but it's better than...
Yeah. So...
they were beaten out by There Will Be Blood, which is just on an Academy Award boost.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So Hannah Montana finishes number one, $31 million.
Got a $2 million boost. Originally, they said it was $29
million. Yeah.
And the thing that's significant about this, it didn't just break the record for the weekend, which was
right,
which was Super Bowl weekend.
Oh right, right.
It broke the Super Bowl record. It was only in 683 theaters.
Yeah, that was the most. It made $45,000 per theater.
And I figured
that's
that
ridiculous.
Out. Yeah, I think what that turns out to be is something like 50 times, almost 50 times the per screen average. Oh, I'm sorry, not 50, but 500 times, or maybe 50 times, whatever. But it completely destroyed the average that Jessica Simpson had with Blonde Ambition.
I mean, I've never seen a movie do more than like $10,000 per theater.
Yeah.
And that is $45,000 per theater.
What's funny about Hannah Montana, this is a couple interesting stories sort of from behind the scenes on Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
When it was getting ready to release, normally they screen most of the stuff, and Disney's actually pretty good at screening everything. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote our local Disney rep, and I'm like, hey, are they screening the Hannah Montana 3D concert? And she literally writes back, and she's like, well... it's only for a week, which they ended up extending it because it did so well. But at the time, she was like, it's only for a week, and it's already selling out. So Disney really sees no reason to promote it at all. I mean, they're absolutely right. I don't take issue with Disney not doing it because...
it's like, why do we need to have press? Why do we need to even waste our time?
Yeah. I mean, it's not that they were afraid of bad reviews. I think they were just like, why even bother doing early screenings for it? Because, you know, they showed it like to New York and L.A. And then another interesting thing is I was talking to one of the people who works with screenings.
Right.
We were at the Spiderwick Chronicles. We saw that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the guy who runs the screening there. And he said that Disney actually commissioned him to go see the movie during mm-hmm. the week.
Right.
And take audience reactions, which they normally get audience reactions during the screenings, but since they didn't do it in advance, they basically said, here, we'll pay for your ticket, and you go. He couldn't get in.
Wow.
He said the only ones there was like an 8 a.m. show on Sunday morning,
right,
and then like one or two midnight shows that had, and that is how popular this show is. And Neil was right there.
I couldn't get in either. I was taking audience reactions.
He was punching out 9-year-old girls saying, "I'm watching Hannah Montana, lady."
That's right. So I'm not afraid.
So this week, now here's the big question. What's going to happen this week?
Oh, I think Hannah Montana, since it wasn't supposed to play this weekend, right?
It was only supposed to be last week. It's going to be again this week.
I think it's going to win again.
I think it's going to win again. I think it's going to make a similar $30 million-ish.
I'm not agreeing with it. I think it's just ridiculous, but yeah, totally.
Well, there's nothing out that's really, really, really huge. Yeah. I mean,
you got Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold, I think, will do okay.
It's Matthew McConaughey with his shirt off. I mean, he's going to make at least $10 million with this movie.
Fool's Gold would have done better if it opened next week on Valentine's Day.
Ah.
That's, I really think, the biggest stupid move that Warner Brothers is doing with Fools. They're releasing it a week early, which was, it's a bad move to do that. Yeah. It's very much, it's a date movie. It really, really is. And and they should have thought of that, because otherwise it's up against stuff like Spiderwick, which is a great film, but not a date movie.
Right.
And then they, according to the supposedly it's going to be a dead heat between Fool's Gold, Roscoe Jenkins, and Hannah Montana. I think Hannah Montana's going to crush.
I think it'll go Hannah Montana, Roscoe Jenkins.
It's going to be Roscoe Jenkins as much as
And then Fool's Gold.
I mean, it's sort of like roulette. You just always bet on black.
Oh.
No, I mean, seriously. Black movies, for a black or urban audience, these movies do really,
do.
Really, really
they
well,
There's
especially in January
form.
And February. Yep. They do incredibly well.
Martin Lawrence.
Well, and it's loaded up with a lot of familiar names. I mean, look at like This Christmas, which came out last year, and it completely crushed the box office.
Right.
And it had like nobody of note. It had like...
Morris Chestnut.
Well, no. You're thinking of Perfect Holiday.
Oh,
that was Morris Chestnut.
They all just kind of.
The other one was. Together. Yeah, what, they all look alike. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Shame on you, Neil Miller. Shame on you.
Oh God.
But no, This Christmas, the most recognizable person in it was the fat woman. You can't say the fat woman from Grey's Anatomy because like a lot of them are, but it's the woman who's like married to or divorced from the chief of staff.
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
But this one it has
of Catherine Heigl.
Roscoe Jenkins. It has Martin Lawrence. It has Cedric the Entertainer. It has Monique, who kind of looks like her eyes are really far apart. She kind of looks like a Pekingese, and just insulting everybody.
We have blown this
and
whole
it has like Michael Clark
this.
Duncan. It has James Earl Jones. It's like a who's who.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I mean, it's really.
I'll go see it for James Earl Jones.
You don't need to see it for. Okay. You don't need to see it at all.
Okay.
And it has some really hot ladies in it. Not Monique, but
right.
The girl who plays the Richard Hatch female, Richard Hatch, the Survivor winner. She's pretty hot. And then it also has Nicole Ari Parker from. She played Becky Barnett in Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about now. There you go.
All right.
But she's better in Boogie Nights because she's naked.
Okay, cool. So wow, we've wasted almost...
We just destroyed
90% of that segment with...
Let's move to the sound off.
Yeah, because I've got some good topics this week.
Yes.
I'm excited. So first topic, we've got to lead with lesbianism, I believe.
Always
lead with...
I'm a huge supporter of that.
So this one is a huge deal because there are rumors that from people that have seen this scene, they say it is very erotic... And audiences are going to be shocked.
But
those
it's a Woody Allen. Woody Allen is like the most drab
director.
You never
know. So Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz have a love scene together.
Yeah.
In Woody Allen's Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
But with Javier Bardem, right?
No. There's two scenes. There's one where it's just them, and then later in the film there is a threesome scene with Javier Bardem.
Does he kill them with a machine pump?
I don't. Well, his hair is different in this one, so I think he'll be easier
so.
To take. I will say though, I mean, if you saw
he's a good looking man,
Time of
actually,
Color, he's
yeah.
a good looking dude. So. Yeah. That's going to be a good looking.
And this is
threesome.
From a guy who goes after
Miley Cyrus. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
so
what's the next
there's
one?
That one. So the second one is the writer's strike may be over. Michael Eisner actually came out today, this being later in the week, and said that the strike's probably going to be over. The deal's done. They've shaken hands. They just need the WGA to approve. So whether that's true or not is hard to say, but. The good news is, I mean, we've been hearing all week that it's probably going to be over soon.
Well, the word on the street is that that it was Disney and Fox that kind of came to the table and said, okay, let's get this thing working.
Yeah.
And I predicted a long time ago it was going to be done before the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it had to be. I mean, you can't not have the Oscars.
Yeah, I saw Michael Moore complaining about it, saying, I want more pennies for my DVDs. This guy's an idiot. Anyways,
next one. This is another fun one. Lindsay Lohan told Empire Magazine this week that she would like to play Alice in Tim Burton's Alice.
Is this Alice in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland.
Like the Burton version?
I'm very excited for the Tim Burton version, but I was more excited when it was Sarah Michelle Gellar as Alice. Lindsay Lohan, wow.
You know who'd be a better Alice?
Who?
Vern Troyer.
Because you know he's got to play the Mad Hatter.
You know, oh yeah, oh he'd be awesome. You know, in this one, her head's really gonna get chopped off.
I think no, dude. I think they should do Lindsay Lohan. I think they should just like derail the whole thing and just make it a parody. Tim Burton should make a parody of all of his other movies.
See, I think what they should do is they should take the cast of Strange Wilderness and put them in Tim Burton's Alice. Yeah, and have Jonah Hill play Alice
and do the stupid accent.
And you could totally have like Steve Zod play the caterpillar and be like, hey man,
what's up?
We're gonna, you know, take a picture of a shark and go
that's what I was thinking the whole movie. I was like, dur, dur, dur.
Yeah, and it comes up at the end and you're like, that's not funny because I've seen it already.
Not funny. No. Next one, they're working on a biopic about Jim Henson.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
That will be cool.
We got to get to this next one here because we only got like a...
Yeah, Amy Adams is going to be in Night at the Museum too.
And unfortunately, she probably won't be naked because it's sort of a kid's movie.
Yeah, but I like Amy Adams.
I love Amy Adams.
Even when she's not naked. I love Sunshine Cleaning. When I saw it at Sundance, that was another one that made my top 10.
Let's move to the next one here.
Superhero movie. It's coming out. We just watched the trailer. Now, the funny part about this... Total preemptive suck on superhero movie. I hate parody movies, but here's why I hate parody movies. It's not because it's a parody. It started off as just a parody of Spider-Man, which is okay because you can make that funny. There's a lot of stupid, like, you know, they could have a disco scene for the emo scene.
I'll give you that.
And then they added to it recently. They're going to go back and reshoot and add in characters from the Fantastic Four, X-Men, and get this, I kid you not, High School Musical.
Of course.
That is where it derails.
Well, and this is the problem. And I think it all, you can just look at the title of these things and you know they're going to be terrible. I mean, I will give Meet the Spartans a little bit of credit because they did something a little different in terms of the title, but I'm getting really tired of them saying blank movie. You know, I mean, we need to write a script, Neil, and we're going to call it Spoof Movie.
No, we're going to call it Movie.
Movie. And it'll make $20 million its opening weekend.
Awesome.
We're going to shoot it this weekend.
Actually, and we'll have that for you when we come back from break.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We are at the world famous internet only segment.
Is it really world famous?
It is world famous because
it's on the internet.
Well, does Lucas, the writer from Film School Rejects, does he? I mean, we got to get him to listen to the show so we can actually say.
Well, no, we're heard international. Michelle's in Ireland. She listens.
She listens.
Yeah,
rock on, Michelle.
And
I
have friends in Cambodia.
Like that, but did
no? They listen to
really?
Us.
Really.
No, I have no, you have no friends in Cambodia.
They were killed by Rambo.
What about, I know people in Canada. Does that count? Is that the world?
That would be international,
okay,
yeah.
That's international.
And
is that the world?
Yeah.
So anyways, internet only segment, world famous.
Oh, can I throw something out there? I'm trying to get, we're looking at expanding the show here.
Yeah.
And trying to get on some radio networks. So you're getting some leeway here. Hopefully over the next couple months, we're going to see us rolling out elsewhere.
Yeah, so if you...
I mean,
if you're listening to us now, you're still going to be listening to us, hopefully.
Yeah, well, they'll never get this because it's the internet only segment, so we can say bad things.
Like douchebag?
Like pussy fart and douchebag. And there's a host that I talked to in Fargo, North Dakota. Yeah. And she, and I'd sent everybody, I'm like, if Fat Guys in the Movie, go there. And they're looking it up, and she's like, now, which one is you? And I go, guess which one? She goes, the one on the left. And I go, no. And she's like, oh. Because if you're at the site, you know what I look like. So.
Oh, she's never
terrified
met you
of
before.
Me. They now block my phone number to the station.
So. Are you serious?
No. I'm about as serious as you are about your good friends in Cambodia. Is that where your girlfriend lives?
They're rebels.
They rape and murder and pillage.
I have no idea.
With a 50 caliber weapon.
Cool. All right, so what are we talking about?
It's on the schedule here, Funny
or
Die.
Oh, I'm not paying attention. Oh, no, we want to talk about the Funny or Die the comedy tour.
Yeah.
Which came through Columbus, which is where we live.
Yes.
Just in case you guys haven't been taking notes over the last 51 shows.
Yeah. dudes.
So Will Ferrell was here with Zach Galifianakis and Dimitri Martin and Nick Swardson.
And, was Nick Swardson there? Yeah. See, I had to go see Fool's Gold. I had a chance to be in the press box for this, and I had to go see Fool's Gold.
You did, and it was very funny.
Was it cool?
Yes, it was absolutely hysterical. Will Ferrell came out initially, and I think everybody does this when they come to Columbus because it's on the campus of the Ohio State University.
The Cabotin Buckeyes.
Came out.
Did he go fuck
out,
the Buckeyes?
Came out in his Michigan sweatshirt.
Yes.
And then it tore off into a Ohio State sweatshirt as well.
Dude, he's like from California.
He's from USC.
He's literally from USC. California.
And
he didn't just move there like all the other douchebags.
He went to the University of Southern California.
He was born in like Long
University
Beach or
of
like
Second Choice.
I think his mom was swimming in the ocean and squirted him out right there.
Maybe in San Diego, which is a whale's vagina.
What are you talking about?
It's from Anchorman, dude. Wow, you need to catch up on your Will Ferrell.
Oh, is that what he said San Diego was named after? Yeah. Oh, that's right.
No, that's what it means.
No, he and
it's
he
Spanish
also said
for
that,
a whale's vagina.
Well, he also said that diversity meant. Large ship, that a giant wooden ship. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Richard. He gave me the actual
an old
quote.
Wooden ship. No, that's diversity. Yeah.
Diversity.
Was an old wooden ship.
That's what I said.
I'm sorry. I stopped paying attention. So went to the comedy show.
Whammy.
Ron Burgundy was there. From
Whammy.
Ron Burgundy had a chance to talk with Gordon Gee, the president of Ohio State. That was pretty funny.
Did he?
And I will say, Zach Galifianakis.
This is the part we want to talk about.
This was
yes.
the funniest part of the whole show because at the end of his bit, I mean, first of all, if you're not in tune with Zach Galifianakis, go online, search for Galifianakis. He is hysterical.
Not
he
that
looks
you're gonna
like,
know how to spell it.
He looks like a homeless guy.
He does. He like wears a suit and like flat tops or
high
tops.
And he has this huge bushy beard and it's hilarious. And at the end, he took off all of his clothes and had this like red dress dressed up like Annie. And it's like cut short, and he kept like accidentally lifting it up so he sees like tighty whities.
I've never seen this side of Zach Galifianakis. I've seen him on like Conan.
We will have pictures on Film School Rejects nice. when I get the pictures. and he is lip syncing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
Yes.
And then he's got this tear pad, and it's got all this political stuff. Like one of them was, I call my balls the Bush twins, which I thought was funny.
And who doesn't?
And the last one...
I call his balls the Bush twins.
The last one, I shit you not, said stop Dane Cook in
rock.
All capital letters.
Rock on.
So we... I don't know if he got that from us.
From me.
From your
from
campaign that you started.
Yes.
If he didn't, we need to send him a ribbon. And we've already...
Oh, we will send
we've
him
We've already
a ribbon.
Made contact. It turns out that Brian from Film School Rejects actually... Knows him.
Knows where he lives.
He
spent a couple
him.
Nights in the
yes.
front lawn.
He's
with a
he's
rape
taking
kit.
Pictures from his bushes.
Yeah. From his
but
bush.
But Galifianakis is actually a homeless twin. Person, so he actually just sleeps on the other trash
he
can.
He just went around the corner. He lives by my house. I mean,
so,
in the house next? No, just by the house.
Just by the house in the trash can. So Brian's reached out to him to see if he would like a ribbon, which I'm sure he will, and we're going to continue to drive our Stop Dane Cook
promotion.
We still have requests. We still will send you a ribbon if you go to Film School Rejects and search Stop Dane Cook.
And
all over the place.
For those of you out there who have requested ribbons, which, I mean,
we're having production delays?
Yeah, we're in slight production delays.
Kevin's kids.
Well, I ran out of
the
stamps that you gave me.
Oh, I have more stamps.
Yeah, it's people have been asking them for them since like December, actually. So
yeah,
I need to get
crazy.
Those out.
You're slacking.
Yeah, we actually have somebody, and this is interesting, we actually had somebody from, who actually, a student at OSU, actually requested a ribbon. I don't know if he was at
this week?
Yeah, this week. Yeah, like,
oh, that's totally
no,
it.
Seriously, like today.
See, you know, if you go to like Google and you search Stop Dane Cook, I'm pretty sure we...
We show up. Well, he started a Facebook. He started a Facebook with the same theme.
Really?
So I got to get in touch with this guy. Maybe we should have him on as a guest.
We should, because he's here in Columbus.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have to pay his travel or anything.
That's right.
Oh my God! If you type in "Stop Dane Cook" in Google,
oh,
we're number one.
We are all over the place.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we get a steady request for Stop Dane Cook ribbons.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much once every
this
couple
is what
days.
We're
going to
become famous.
Week
for.
Or two.
This
yeah.
and the Chipmunks. Crap.
Chipmunks. Oh yeah, we're going to have. Can we announce it now?
What
the new podcast?
Sure.
We're going to do
it's
a
in
new,
development.
It's we're developing
That's
a new podcast based on we have had people who have. Given us feedback that the Chipmunk segments are funny, but they don't want us to do it anymore on Fat Guys. So we're starting a whole new Chipmunks. It's called Chipmunks Raw. And it's going to be us. Well, it's going to be chipmunks. Two chipmunks, unnamed at this point, talking about pop culture, really. You know, so making fun of Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. There's a lot of Britney Spears. You go to TMZ, it's like the, call it BritneySpears.com.
Okay.
So there you go.
Anyways.
Do you think Britney Spears is going to kill herself?
I hope not, because she's way more entertaining alive.
Mark my word. If she does,
she's gonna try.
I would be willing to bet that they've had like a close call, that they've had to like call that she's like they've like found her, or she's
dude,
had like a breakdown.
It was
moment
so weird
because she went in the damn hospital.
No week. Man, I was in the bar last night after the Funny or Die tour, and I was watching Anderson and Cooper 360, and the whole thing was about Britney Spears. I was like, you've got to be kidding. What kind of world do we live in?
Where we I'm got watching presidential CNN, primaries going on.
Like 2 days after Super Tuesday, the day after Super Tuesday.
Where you got
Wednesday.
Like the most interesting presidential primary race ever. You got Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton smackdown. You got John McCain going apeshit all over Mitt Romney and Huckabee. I mean, this is the most interesting primary ever.
Right.
And we're talking about Britney
Spears.
And
we're talking about how we fear for Britney Spears because this young girl's life is at stake.
I guarantee you what's going to happen. If she kills herself, she's going to get the Heath Ledger treatment where it's suddenly everyone's going to love everything she did.
At least Heath Ledger was a good guy.
Spears
is a whack job.
I can't say anything for Heath Ledger. I can't say whether he's good or nice or not. I'm sure, you know, he was a human being and he had people who liked
him. All the
time
he and I spent on that ranch in Wyoming.
That's right.
It was good.
He spit on his hand beforehand.
Oh, jeez.
That's the scene.
I think it's too soon for this.
But no, I swear, Britney Spears, if she kills herself, and I called it. I was on the radio. I got a call. I was on the radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I called like 2 months ago that Britney Spears is going to kill herself.
Nice.
I called it.
That's awesome.
That's me, bitches.
All right, cool. Moving on. I just want to say that booking Comic-Con hotels is gayer than AIDS.
Gayer than, and you would know.
Yes.
You go around collecting
what's gay. Let me
tell you. You're
first
like,
of all,
let me try that.
I know that there's a lot of people here that listen to our show that are probably going to see us at Comic-Con this year. We're going.
And punch us in the
we're
face.
We're going. We're just going to have to sleep in our freaking car.
You don't want to rent a car. We're going to go.
That's true. We're going to go. We're going to sleep on the street for all I care. Because
everybody sleeps on the street.
Well, no, the hotels, it all opened up on Tuesday morning and at 9 o'clock Pacific time.
Kinda
and
like
I was on the internet and you go to this website and the website just crashed. They sold out in like 10 minutes. So, but we will get a hotel. We're on the wait list.
I can rent a car.
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
But I was just like
discussing
to say,
plans. Here's my social security number and my credit card number.
Can I get your credit card number on the air right
there
now?
There you go, yeah.
But I would just like to say that is the biggest pain in the ass is getting a hotel for Comic-Con.
And you know what's gayer than AIDS because I've heard there's actually a website. You have Neil Knows Gayer Than AIDS. .com and what he does is he looks around and he's like, you know, butt plugs, let me try those.
Yep,
those are gayer than AIDS. Those are gays. And then, you know, he's kind of like, you know, sex with a donkey. Well, if it's a male donkey, it's gay. And that kind of stuff.
Is it a donkey show?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it's a guy donkey. Well, how would you? No, never mind.
Well, how would you know?
I don't want to
know. How would you know? I mean, look, the donkeys don't wear pants for crying out loud. What are you, stupid?
Anyways, finishing up our internet-only segment, I would just like to point everyone to filmschoolrejects.com, where sometime this weekend we will be throwing up our South... We're not going to be puking. We will be having our South by Southwest page on the site.
Starting this weekend? Doesn't it like... March?
It's in March. We've started. We've already posted some trailers and stuff at preview. We're going to be previewing for the whole month up until South by Southwest on March 7th. Brian and I will be there. So if you're from Austin or if you're heading to Austin for South by Southwest, you know, drop me an email, neil@filmschoolrejects.com. Let me know you're going to be there.
If they're Quentin Tarantino, you can punch Neil
in the
face. If
you're Quentin Tarantino,
coming out of
better
a Starbucks.
Be there, dude, because you and I have got some fighting to do. that's all I have to say. Just keep an eye out for South by Southwest.
Oh, we got contest winners.
Oh, crapola.
Contest winners.
All right, cool. Let's go through these real quick. So I've got the five winners for the Simple Life Season 5. And so we'll start. This one comes from Tessa. She said, and if you remember, this is the picture of Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie.
We'll have a link.
Kevin's screaming, and I'm in the background on a horse.
Yeah. Not the one that our producer Richard actually made earlier.
Yes, which involved
of Neil
even dirtier stuff
being
with the horse.
Intimate with a cow. And that cow was not Nicole Richie in the first season.
About it. So, anyways, so Tessa writes her caption, and you have to open your mouth this big to French kiss a horse, as if Paris and Nicole would want to do something like that.
That's right.
This one, which is probably one of my favorites, is, oh my God, it's the Olsen twins.
No, you have to do like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it's the Olsen twins. No, I think they were saying that you were saying that to them. I don't know.
Well, I would be saying it really loud.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Next one is, no girls, you have to take the guy off the horse first. Mm. That comes from Elliot. And the next one is from Joseph. He says, what happened to your jaw? Because that picture of you still blows me away.
Can we get the oh my God? Oh my God.
Oh my God. What happened to your jaw? Joseph didn't put in the oh my God. We just added that to make it funnier. And the last one comes from Cody from Cleveland, Ohio. I know this kid. We're tight like that. He said, now that Paris and Nicole are paying a visit, Kevin realizes he has to cancel his Brokeback Mountain movie night with Neil. Neil is now very disappointed.
You know, I heard that you've seen Cody naked.
I don't know. When he was little.
That sounds really bad.
That sounds really bad. All right.
Yeah, I only saw him naked when he was a child. I only saw him naked when I was like molesting him. It's just when I was molesting him.
The jig
big.
Is up. That's my little brother.
And it's not nepotism here because this is actually a really funny quote.
It's very funny. That was one of the funniest ones. So my little brother is a winner.
I only wanted to see the Hannah Montana sex tape when she was 15.
Oh. So congratulations to those four people and my younger brother.
Okay, and now moving on to our other contest, which has no pedophilia in it at all.
Yeah, right.
This one is the Girls Next Door season 3.
No, it's plasticphilia in this one.
Yes, I'll tell you though. You know, well, Holly's meh. You know, and Kendra's just hot because she's young and hot.
Yeah,
but you know, she kind of grew on me this year because she. I think she totally understands that she's an idiot. But she's like, hey, I'm fucking Hugh Hefner. What the hell do you have to say about
that? What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
What you going to do, huh?
So the go to the website. We'll have a link to it. Pull up the picture so you can hear these. One of the captions is, ha-ha, you see, Ming the Merciless gets all the bitches. So that's one.
That's from Flash Gordon,
that's
by
from
way.
Nathan from somewhere. We don't have where they're from.
Yeah, we got to start having people put in where they're from.
Yeah, and then there's Jay. Who, little nod to the fat guys, from Hef to Hefty, which I like that one. That was
we love
good.
It when people acknowledge the fact that we're in the pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of people making comments about my pajamas and that I'm the devil.
You looked really weird,
yeah,
red-faced.
But my favorite one comes from Gary, and it was, I thought I ordered 3 hors d'oeuvres. Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, that was funny. So there you go. We will contact these winners and get them to send us their email, their stale mail address, and send them off the pictures or the DVDs.
Yeah,
and we have more ones up. We got 2 days in Paris in there, and we should have some more. We're angling for Chipmunks giveaway.
Oh yeah, we're getting that.
We'll get that.
Dude, we gave that one the bump. That would not have made all those millions of dollars.
207
had we not given it the fat guy bump.
Yeah.
So
we got to go now.
Yeah, we'll be back from a break. We're going to do DVD Roundup, and we're going to send you off with some preview next week. Mm-hmm. And we're wrapping you up here on Fat Guys at the Movies, and we're bringing back a segment that we have long forgotten.
We used to do this a long time ago. We used to have the second show, the
we
Sunday
show. We used to have
show.
The Sunday show.
When we did two, we did an internet-only show.
Right.
Now we just have an internet-only segment.
Yep, so now we're bringing back the DVD Roundup. So if you don't see anything that you like for the weekend in theaters, which this week it's really easy to not see anything worth seeing.
Yeah. Unless you're Neil and want to creep
unless
out.
Unless you're really into Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
But, so here's some of the DVDs that came out last Tuesday, the 5th, that you can check out. So we're going to do our picks. So
you go get it right now, actually.
I will let you go first.
Well, my top pick is Across the Universe. I actually got a chance to see this finally on DVD. I didn't see it. Was it the summer that it came out? Or
yeah, it was early summer, I think.
And this
really
is a
good movie.
Neat movie. Really well done. Very stylized. It's a modern musical that uses the Beatles songs as the songs in the movie, and they of course have the characters sing it,
right.
Sort of like Mamma Mia without the sort of 70s cheese to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very well done, incredibly well assembled as a film. It gets a little trippy, like Hair or something like that, mm-hmm. and the, you know, especially later on. But it sort of follows the characters sort of follow just not only the story, but they follow the arc that the Beatles had, going somewhat wholesome and then kind of going real trippy and crazy,
right?
As they got later on in their career.
Yeah, and Bono showed up.
And that's right. That was
yeah.
That was out of place. At first, I thought it was Robin Williams playing Bono
in August Rush.
Playing who, you know, was the what's his name? But it also has Evan Rachel Wood,
who's her very breasts hot.
Yeah, she's naked.
Oh yeah, she does get naked. I forgot about that. So cool. My pick of the week is, since there's nothing else good out, is Blonde and Blonder, starring Denise Richards and Pamela Anderson.
What rated is this?
There's no way they can give this. It's rated suck.
Okay, it just looks bad. The reason you showed me the trailer, and I'm like, what?
I seriously added this to my Netflix queue because I need to see this movie. I will review it for Film School Rejects, even though the studio didn't send it to me. I will review it.
Can I throw out a couple other ones?
In honor. Yes, go ahead.
The Aristocats is out on a special edition.
Uh huh.
That's cool. A cute little Disney movie. If you haven't seen it, it's worth checking out.
Yep.
And Feast of Love. Not the greatest movie, but there's a lot of naked celebrities in it.
Oh, nice.
Alexis. Cool. Alexis
Like Dallas. Morgan Freeman.
Well, he's not naked, thank God. But Alexis Davalos or whatever. I don't know how to pronounce her name. She's the girl from The Mist who got in the neck and her face blew up.
Ew.
But she's naked in it.
Oh, wow.
As is Rhoda Mitchell. She's naked
Getting
in
my
it.
Netflix queue
As
here.
Is Salma Blair. She's naked.
I've seen her naked before.
Really?
Live.
Really?
No.
No, I didn't think you did. Well, yeah, you did, and then you were arrested, and that nasty little restraining order came along.
Just for standing on somebody's lawn with a camera.
But you weren't on her lawn? If you call her lawn the rug in her bathroom, yeah. And if you say standing on it, you mean hiding in the medicine cabinet and jumping out and saying boo right when she takes her robe off. That's, I think, what I read in the police blotter.
Anyways, some other ones that came out this week.
To avoid.
We had Jesse James, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
There you go. The most
very boring,
boring
film. We also had Elizabeth the Golden Age,
which is okay,
but not the best DVD.
She looked fabulous.
Kevin's favorite movie, The Brave One.
This was the movie that made Warner Brothers say they're not going to do any more movies with women.
With strong women lead characters. That's great. So we also had the Jane Austen Book Club and a movie that we're giving away, 2 Days in Paris.
That's right.
So
and Snow Buddies.
Snow Buddies. Cool.
Which is actually cute if you got kids.
Yeah, so...
You can't go wrong with
those. That was really, really about it. Nothing else significant. So we'll move on to our review wrap-up for this week. So...
Welcome home. You shouldn't even talk
I didn't see
this.
Anything, so I'll ask you. Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Suck.
Okay, and...
The Hottie and the Naughty.
The Hottie and the Naughty. Preemptive Suck.
Preemptive Suck. It just has to suck.
Right. We also had...
Fool's Gold.
That
was a Kind of Rocks.
Kind of Rocks. And then what was the last one?
Wild West.
Wild West Comedy Show. Vince Vaughn's Wild West.
With the long Vince Vaughn Wild West Comedy Show, 30 Days and 30 Nights from Hollywood to the Heartland. Mm-hmm. That was a Kind of Rocks.
Okay. Very cool.
And it's not a terrible weekend for movies, but it could be worse. Could be better.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be better.
Next week, I think, is going to be better. We've got Jumper. Which is very anticipated. I think a lot of movie geeks get into Jumper.
It's one of those things. This is the only thing with Jumper. Is it's got Hayden Christensen in it.
Yeah.
And he just is like, and I said this when I wrote my review for Awake, he's both overly passionate and completely wooden at the same time. He can pull both of those off. He can pull off overacting and not acting.
I can't believe you just described him as wooden.
Wooden. Mannequin Skywalker. There
nice.
You go.
So we also have the Spiderwick Chronicles, which...
awesome.
I will say that I enjoyed it.
It's my best movie of the year so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And we'll have Definitely Maybe, which is a movie about not being able to make up your mind.
Yes, which I may have to skip.
There's Ryan Reynolds in it.
I may skip to see Step Up to the Streets, which is also coming out
next week.
And simply because a girl in it is totally hot.
And in the rain, in like every shot I've seen from the movie. The whole movie takes place in the street, in the rain.
It looks like the worst movie ever, but every time the trailer's on, I have to watch it because
exactly.
she is just so ridiculously smoking hot in it.
I think they finally figured it out, those Disney people.
Yeah.
They're like, let's put smoking hot people. Well, like Hannah Montana.
Like Hannah Montana.
There you go. Theme for the show.
Here it is. You're wow. waiting for Hannah Montana to pull a Vanessa Ann Hutchins, aren't you?
Maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of Disney, I'll be out and you will doing be. Some Next Disney
week.
Stuff this week.
So we'll be without Kevin. This is the first time that's ever happened.
That's true.
This is going to be weird.
I may have to call in my reviews.
Yeah, why not? I'll be around.
Yeah, but I'm otherwise, not gonna answer the phone wanna...
when you call, though.
Yeah, you won't. I'll call the voicemail because you don't yep. listen to that.
Nice. So if you would like to get a hold of us, you can catch us, fatguysmovies.com. You can email us, fatguysfilmschoolrejects.com. You can get us on iTunes to search Fat Guys of the Movies, or you can call us 614-388-8735.
Adios.
Everybody wants to love me sexy. Come on, girl. Yeah, it's me, Jackie Moon. Say sexy, love me sexy, love me sexy, love me sexy. Suck me sexy, suck me sexy, humping sexy. We're humping sexy. Not you and I, but in the song.